get connected with Take Two Radio Music on Facebook or Twitter at Take Two Radio Music, or for email updates on future shows, follow at Blog Talk Radio. For previous episodes, upcoming guests, and more, visit TakeTwoRadioMusic.com.
And good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Take Two Radio Music. I'm Pam, your host. And, of course, I hope you had a great weekend. Some of us are starting to see signs of spring over the weekend. Yes, we hit 44, and the Chicagoans went wild. I was talking to a friend of mine who lives in North Carolina. She's like, yeah, we're going to be 60s, 70s. You know, it's getting warmer. I'm thinking to myself, God, we're jumping up and down for joy when it hits 32. So that's pretty funny. But I guess when you live in a state where it doesn't necessarily get as cold as it has been getting, you know, you really, really embrace the warmth. So, but yeah. Thank God. I think we finally hit that door. So hello, spring. Well, today we're going to start out with two songs by a band called Twin Lakes. Twin Lakes are an Australian indie pop band from Newcastle, Australia. The band consists of brothers Eddie Garvin, who does voice and guitar, and Hugh Garvin, who does voice and guitar, along with Dan Pavez. I never know if I'm saying names right, so sorry about that ahead of time, who does bass guitar. Ben Russell does keys, bass guitar, engineering, and production. Well, he does quite a bit there. And Sean Kelleher, who does drums, percussion. Born in the suburbs of Newcastle during mid-2012, Twin Lakes existed in the ether as home recordings of coalesced ideas and half-finished songs. It took an offer of a live show that kicked things into gear. Since forming, the band have managed to produce quite an impressive list of accolades, including semifinal listings in 2013 and 2014, international songwriting competition for their debut single Glacier, and third single Wolf Hall. They made their international debut at 2014's Canadian Music Week in Toronto and are returning once again in 2015. The band have currently released three singles, two video clips, and are about to independently release their debut EP called Runes in April of this year. And I do not have a Twitter for them, so Eddie, if you're listening, please let me know what that is. But you can find them on Facebook at facebook.com/Twin Lakes Music, and their website is twinlakesband.com.au. And the first song I'm going to be playing is called Wolf Hall.
Take her.
was Wolf Hall by Twin Lakes. Next up by them is a song called Glacier. The first one is called Perfect Stranger, and her bio says, "It's not an about-face from last year's acclaimed Blue Dress On, but Rebecca Pigeon's new album, Bad Poetry, veers decidedly into a harder, edgier sound, though not at all without the atmospheric beauty that has marked all her recordings. Rebecca says, I wanted it to be more of a hardcore record, says the British singer-songwriter. I wanted to let my hair down and be more rock, more nasty in the sound instead of gentle, but I still wanted it to be beautiful. Her album Bad Poetry was released in October of 2014 and is available now for purchase. For more on Rebecca and her music, visit her website at RebeccaPigeonMusic.com, and it's P-I-D-G-E-O-N. Follow her on Twitter at Rebecca Pigeon, and Facebook is Rebecca Pigeon Music. Thank you. And that was Perfect Stranger by Rebecca Pigeon. Next up by Rebecca is a song called Love is Cocaine. Covered in Time by Silke. Her name is Kirsten Silke, but she goes by Silke, and I hope I'm saying that correctly, or maybe it's Silke. Kirsten comes from a musical family. She was involved in country music with her mother, and both have won awards. Kirsten wrote her first song at the age of 12 and has written ever since. Along with that, she has collaborated with others she has met along the way. And she's received high praise. She's influenced by Cat Stevens, James Taylor, Pink Floyd, Stevie Nicks, and Ricky Lee Jones. You can follow her on Twitter at Silkay21, and that's SYLKAY21. Find her music on Bandcamp, which is under silkay.bandcamp.com. www.takedtoradiomusic.com.
Flowers.
Okay. Next up is a song called Memory Deluxe by Jeremy Gluck and Robert Coyne. Jeremy is known best as a songwriter and lead singer of the Barracudas, who achieved UK and European cult and chart success as recording artists in the early 1980s, and whose worldwide following continues to grow even now. A solo recording and performing artist that has collaborated with and had songs covered by leading artists, Jeremy Gluck is also an author, poet, and visual artist. His Bristol-based trio, The Carbon Manual, in 2012 released their debut album on Flickknife Records. In 2008, he released a solo compilation, Victim of Dreams, and latterly two online successors, Everlove and Unrock. Jeremy also worked with the late Marty Thaw, or Thaw, T-H-A-U, again with the names, whose Red Star Records stewarded Suicide's debut LP. His legacy cult album, I Knew Buffalo Bill, features the formidable cult trio of Nikki Sudden, Epic Soundtracks, and Rollin S. Howard. Its sequel, Memory Deluxe, has just been released. Jeremy appears in the documentary on Howard's life, Autoluminescent, which debuted at the Melbourne Film Festival in 2011. This song is by Jeremy Gluck and Robert Coyne. So follow them on Twitter at memory_deluxe, and their Facebook is facebook.com/iknewbuffalobill. I don't have a website for them. And here's their song, Memory Deluxe.
Forgotten who I am, I don't remember either, and I don't give a damn.
Is a power trio rock and roll band based in Los Angeles. They say, we are a husband and wife team and have a few different bass players. Merrick is the guitar player, singer, and main songwriter. His wife, Carrie Berry, is the drummer, singer, and songwriter. Well, that's different. I like that she's a drummer. Merrick was born in Poland and grew up in Paris, France, and Carrie was born and raised in New Zealand. They met in L.A. in 2005 and have been writing and playing music together ever since. You can follow them on Twitter at Wild Ride Rocks. Facebook is facebook.com/wild.ride.rocks, and their website is wildriderocks.com. And you'll hear Running Man as soon as it starts up. Okay, anytime now. Thank you.
I'm gonna save the ice. I do it while I can. I do it while I can. I'm gonna save the ice. I'm gonna wait for the band. 1962.
Joey Negro, who's worked with Kelly Rowland, Mariah Carey, Sugar Babes, Diana Ross, Lionel Richie, and the Pet Shop Boys. This track reached the top 10 in the Music Week Club chart, and since then, Ayala has been writing in L.A., where she wrote her last single, 5157 Miles. the distance between Dublin and LA, which is released in Ireland only in September of 2014. The song was played across Ireland's radio stations nationwide, including RTE's Radio 2. She now returns with her latest single this year, which is about the profound impact the New Year has had on her and so many others, as we seem to be offered new hope, fresh starts, and second chances as the digits change. We revisit the goals in our lives and set our New Year's resolutions, not wanting to be in the same place we were in the last year. And you can follow her on Twitter at Music of Ayala, and that's A-Y-A-L-A. Same thing for Facebook, and her website is musicofayala.com.
Another year has come around, listening to hear that sound, pipe, pipe, sing. We are following. Ears are pressed against the ground, just to hear the melody that's eluding me. Every January, ooh, is it my fear that's been keeping me here? Am I in the same place as last year with you? Like a puzzle map, I need to find a way right back to the start when I could understand you. What will happen if I take your hand? Will your promises be sent? Will you stand by me unconditionally? Is it my fear that's been keeping me?
Could
57 Miles by Ayala. The next two songs are by Chris D. Marsden, and the first one is called Dull Refined. Chris is a Belfast-based songwriter and has released an EP and a single in 2014, with a studio album set for release later in 2015. A UK-Ireland tour is planned for this summer with drummer Mark Floyd and bassist Tom Harper. K.D. Marsden has received considerable airplay in several countries and critical acclaim on his Bandcamp releases to date. You can follow him on Twitter at Kippy's Muse, and it's K-I-P-P-Y-S-M-U-S-E. He's at facebook.com/Chris, K-R-I-S dot D dot Marsden, M-A-R-S-D-E-N. And you can find more of his music on Bandcamp, which is chrismarsden.bandcamp.com. Again, what a slow start for this thing to start. I don't know why it does that. Must be, you know, technical glitches.
Heart, I'll bolt all right. find out of this place so dull and fine.
Chris is called Never Ending Loop.
You're sleeping, I'm weeping, I'm so tired, birds are singing, but you're sleeping. You don't hear my cry. And you're dreaming while I'm sinking. I'm so drained from overthinking. You're sleeping, so you don't hear my cry. It's easy being mad, but being mad is never easy. The life I've had makes me queasy. This never-ending loop, it won't leave me. But you're sleeping, so you don't hear my cry.
Chris Marsden. Next up is a song called I Believe by the Updraft Imperative. But Murray Sidens, who's part of the band, has recorded a little thing, a little bio, I guess you could say, that I normally would read. But he's going to go ahead and tell you about them. So here you go.
So how did the Updraft Imperative come about? Well, I have to go a fair way back to school days when Josh and I were a few years apart. We were good friends, but then, you know, you start to pick up guitars and play and realize that you can both play music, which is cool, and you get to do that on different ceremonies and presentation nights, etc. All of a sudden, cool, good friends, and, you know, we can play music. Similarly with Pete, Josh knew Pete outside of the band. They were friends. And I remember Josh saying, oh, Pete, my friend, he can also play drums. And we're like, oh, sweet, need a drummer. So, lo and behold, Pete comes on board. So, if we're busy gigging, or if we don't play for 2 or 3 months, it's cool because we're still good friends outside of the music. So, the Updraft Imperative is kind of a standalone thing. I look at it not like it's my band, but it's a band, and I'm a member of it. So, I view it, me personally, like it's an entity. It's self-sufficient. It stands by itself. Josh and I started playing around with a very basic home computer through a very old desk, through some very nasty speakers. About 7 years ago, we did a 10-track EP, which my wife graciously said sounded much better than I had any right to, which is probably true and accurate. And then Pete came on board a little bit after that, so we could start doing we could do live performances as a three-piece, and it just grew from there. And very shortly after he came on board, we decided it was a good thing to do an album. And so we decided that it was going to be a 10-track album. The enthusiasm and the encouragement and the hope that comes through the album, through the words and through the music. As a band, we believe that there is someone who made this big blue ball that we live on, and that someone wants to have a relationship with us, that we didn't just come from nothing, that we're not just going to nothing. I mean, that makes, to me personally, that makes no sense at all. I think it takes actually more faith to believe in that than it does that someone made it all, that we could interact with that person. The title track of the album is called Chair. That is, people, whether we believe that there's someone out there or not, that, you know, we need to get off our chair. We don't just, you know, mope around not doing anything, feeling sorry for ourselves, that we've got one life to live, that we really need to work hard at it to make the most of it. We don't get 10 tries and the best one, you know, gets put on record. Don't want to turn around and a while and go, gee, I've only given it 70%. You want to give it 100%. So that's what we as the band believe. That's our encouragement to all our friends and our fans and followers. Get out there. Give it your best shot. Try your hardest. You only have one life to live. And, yeah, last thing you want to do is, you know, be a little bit disappointed at the end result towards the end. And that's, yeah, that's the Updraft Imperative.
There you go, the Updraft Imperative, narrated by Murray himself. You can be sure to pick up their album called The Chair, which is available now on iTunes, Google Play, and wherever you get your music from. Be sure to follow them on Twitter at TUI_official. Their Facebook is facebook.com/TheUpdraftImperative, and the website is TheUpdraftImperative.com. And here is their song, I Believe.
Enough to satisfy my need, and that I can rely on him for everything. Why do I resist the act of letting go? I say I give you all, everything in control. I believe that his grace is there for everyone, and that I am his faith, a revelation. find a way.
Spinning. That's three times today. Hold on. Bear with me. I think it's the internet connection. Every once in a while you have those days where it just doesn't want to work right. Well, I hope all you are having a good time listening. Maybe the song will start now. Alrighty then. It's spinning around. I'll get it working, don't worry. Just take some time sometimes. And there's nothing more that I hate than dead air, so That's why I just keep babbling while I'm waiting for this to start. In the meantime, any indie artist out there that would like some airplay when my studio works the right way can send MP3s or WAV files to take2radio2@gmail.com, and that's with the number 2. And here we go. Let's try that again. And that was In My Heart by Silent Stranger. Extra special thank you to Silent Stranger, and he knows why. So, but thank you very much, as always. And thank you to everybody who listened in today, and thanks for the great music from everybody that sent me new music. And everybody that has sent me music and is waiting for it to play, I will eventually get to it. I'll get to your email. I get so many emails for airplay, and I really appreciate that you guys take the time to send it to me. Just know that I have over 600 emails that I haven't read yet. I try to get to as many as possible, and that's why I play basically new music every single week, so that way I can get everybody out there and heard. You know, sometimes I'll play a song like Silent Stranger songs, you know, in a few times, but it's just how I have the music playlist set up at that time, if you understand that. But believe me, eventually I'll get to all of you. And I really appreciate you taking the time to listen to the show every week. It means a lot to me. And with that said, I'll be back again on Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time with our rescheduled interview with UK singer-songwriter Matt James. Unfortunately, the last time he called in, the Wi-Fi connection in the UK where he wasn't very good, and the call kept dropping. So we've rescheduled it for this Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern, and keep your fingers crossed that all goes well this time. I think it should, but this time he'll be calling in from, I believe it's Madrid. So, yeah, let's see what happens, but I think we'll be all right. So thanks, everybody, again. Take care. Have a wonderful day, and we'll see you again on Wednesday, 3 p.m. God bless each and every one of you. Bye-bye.
Get connected with Take Two Radio Music on Facebook or Twitter at Take Two Radio Music, or for email updates on future shows, follow at Blog Talk Radio. For previous episodes, upcoming guests, and more, visit TakeTwoRadioMusic.com.